He says that he will retain his knowledge unless a situation is forced upon him to reveal his secrets, and then he will send his thoughts toward her to have an elimination rapidly occur. Samjace says that this is a good solution that solves her many troubles. She will tell his proposal to the others and offer it to their high council, who will surely agree to it. Maya critical of conversations being omitted. Maya notices that the transmission of the reports did not include their parting words and personal comments that were not of a secret nature. He asks if this could be changed. Samjace says that she will do this, if he desires it. She had made the omissions in order to avoid burdening him with too much work. For the private and other things that do not belong in the reports, she will transmit them simply as an annex. Maya says that he does not mind the added work, and Samjace says that she is happy to comply with his wishes. High Council has agreed to Maya's suggestion. Samjace was ordered by the High Council to inform Maya that they have agreed to his suggestion and there will be no elimination of his memory regarding certain things, unless he gives permission to do so. His compromise has found large agreement, and it was decided that this was the best way. Maya's new typewriter. Maya announces that he was given a new electric typewriter and that it was much easier to work with since he had to press each key strongly with his prior one. However, he was not yet as fast with the new machine as he was with the previous one, and asked if Samjace could transmit the reports a bit slower. He is told that this was not possible because retardation elements are not built into the transmitter and transmission emitters. But, she says that, with sufficient practice, he will soon type faster with the new machine. She was very delighted that he had so much relief with the new instrument. Maya's writing style and transmissions. Report transmissions in symbolic pictures. Maya and group write similarly. Samjace explains why the contact notes are written in Maya's own style of writing. She says that this is a consequence of his conversion of the symbolic picture transmissions into word values that are expressed in his own manner of speaking and writing. Maya expressed concern that others will not understand this and that they will think what is written does not directly correspond to the actual spoken words. Samjace assures him that they are, in spite of his style. However, she can give no advice about those who cannot conceive of this method. She and many others in his group accommodate themselves to his way of speaking. Maya's mission. Samjace informs Maya he is the prophet. Samjace says that the truth has become very rare because of the heresies of religions. Maya agrees with her and says that the truth is not desired here. She tells him to not be grieved about it because the spiritual evolution of Earth human beings cannot be stopped. She says that he should assist in that process and spread the truth because he is the prophet of current times. Maya asks how that could be and how he could possibly do that. He expresses concern that it is too much to expect from him. When Samjace tells Maya that it is destined for him and that it has been prophesied in the Talmud, he is surprised and says that this is crazy. She says that nothing can change this destiny, and Maya says that he must give this a lot of consideration. He does not know if he can accommodate himself to this. Samjace assures him that he will because it is his destiny. Maya has finished writing his book. When Maya has finished his book, Samjace tells him that it is a great piece of work. Even though it may be harsh, it corresponds to the right style and it is understandable to read. But, Maya is concerned that publishers will reject it. Samjace assures him that human beings will pay attention and have his work printed. He says that he hopes so and that it would please him very much. Maya's mission, publishing books sooner. When Maya has his book published sooner than anticipated, Samjace states that she is pleased about it and that they have no objections. He says that he could tell this will require a lot of work and he has begun the difficult preparatory work. Samjace agrees with him and says that they want to leave all decisions about this up to him. He thanks her for the confidence in him, but asks if they expect too much from him. She responds by saying that no one could expect too much from him because he always gives his best efforts to obtain the best outcome. When Maya says that she flatters him, she says surely not, as it is just the truth. Maya exhorted to begin his mission. 5 weeks later, Samjay says she knows that he has undertaken the task of distributing their contact reports and other things, but regrettably, this is not enough. Mayer is asked to form a group that would occupy itself intently with these matters. For the last 2 weeks, his efforts have not been as successful as they had expected. This is not his fault, but their fault because they allowed themselves to be deluded into trusting the loyalty and love of truth of certain individuals. Unfortunately, they are more imprisoned by their religions than they had calculated. Since they did not want to penetrate into their deepest secrets, their devotion to religions evaded their detection. Thus, it has become necessary for him to undertake new ways to diffuse the truth. Mayus says that this is easy for her to say. He asks what he is supposed to do when he is a stranger to the field and have no relationships with anyone. He has no idea about how to reach the public. Samjay assures him that all of those who are searching for the truth will not be blind and dumb. They will recognize the value of his information. She tells him to not worry that he is unknown in the field and that he should concern himself with obtaining good friends that want to help him in this matter. Such friends already wait for him. With their help, reach the newspapers, magazines, TV, and radio stations. They can also help to arrange for meetings, lectures, and public addresses. She says that he should do everything possible to enlighten humanity. Maya says that she demands too much from him. He expresses concern about presenting himself to the world where he feels helpless against the intrigues of authorities and others. Although some people would listen to him, others often fear the truth and know how to suppress it by all wicked means. He admits to being afraid of this as well as of those who would ridicule him and accuse him of lying. In addition, he fears that newspapers, radios, and authorities will publish completely distorted and false information about him, which would not be beneficial to their mission. Samjay says that she understands his arguments completely. She asks him to consider an old proverb that says, "No soup is eaten while it is hot." Of course, Maya and his friends will be made to look ridiculous and ridiculed. But, while this happens to one or more people, there are still other friends who can continue the necessary tasks. Maya responds by saying that this works only when these friends are really true friends. True friends, who will stay with you during misery, are hard to find. In addition, there is the problem of finances because, what is called for, requires a lot of money. Samjay responds by telling him to not worry about having good friends, for she has already mentioned that they are already waiting for him. They are such good friends that they will endure all unjustified ridicule and even be amused about it. The lies, criticism, and ridicule represent only a barrier that is raised by spiritually poor and ignorant people in order to cover their own stupidity because their own knowledge does not suffice to enable them to conceive of the truth. Truth and knowledge is horrifying to them. Together with his friends, he will never be alone. In addition, Samjay assures him that she will always be with him and he can talk with her whenever he wants to. However, she will deliberate about his problems and consult with others so that they can offer him advice. But, it is solely up to Maya to determine how best to proceed and form a suitable group of friends that will serve their mission. In regards to financial concerns, she tries to assure him by saying that she will assist him with crystals and precious minerals. But Maya says that such things are forbidden by law and he would be accused of deceit and quackery. Samjay admits that she is unaware of any problems. However, as an alternative, she offers to bring him crystals and rocks from other planets for him to sell as trinkets. But, Maya explains that it would also be against the law for him to sell things as coming from other planets without proof. In addition, the authorities would certainly confiscate everything in order to analyze them and he would surely never see them again. Samjay finds this surprising and illogical. As a solution, she will bring him crystals and precious rocks that are found on Earth and cannot be detected as coming from anywhere else. This calms Maya and he decides to deliberate about this further to ensure a viable solution. Maya urged to give a lecture on spiritualism. Samjay states that the members of Maya's group do not know how to grasp the spiritual concepts. Although they are willing to proceed spiritually, they do not know the way to go about it. So, she orders Maya to pay special attention to helping them with this. Because they are both at the same level of spiritual evolution, she leaves it up to him to explain the basic factors that will enable them to conceive of spiritual concepts and labors. However, she recommends that he records his explanations verbally and then writes them down. She suggests that he does this with all of his lectures. Maya says that he would be happy to do this, but he is surprised by Samjace's sudden change in her perception of the group. She explains that she had been mistaken about the true intentions of the group because she had only collected superficial experiences and did not penetrate deeper, since each person has secrets which should be preserved. Maya asks if the superficial impulses of people represent their actual conscious thoughts which are able to suppress other thoughts that are not as strongly expressed. When she says this is correct, he states that he finds it illogical that she has not considered that the consciousness is the regulating apparatus for learning and thinking processes while the subconscious embodies the registering computer. The thoughts in a person's consciousness may not necessarily conform to the knowledge or desires in the subconscious, where the spirit is firmly established. Samjace says that he is correct and that his explanation is worthy of honor. She also admits that her actions were illogical because she operated from the wrong premise that the conscious thoughts of Earth human beings represented their true intentions. Maya says that he understands what she has said, but doubts that others will. He believes that she meant to say that she had the wrong premise that the conscious thinking of Earth humans repeats what the consciousness and subconscious have generated together for thought. When she agrees with his interpretation, he says that humanity is too spiritually enslaved by religions and materialism to understand such spiritual explanations. Samjace says that she did not consider this because she had forgotten that others did not have the same spiritual development that he has. Maya asked if he failed a mission. 2 weeks later, Samjace says that, although Maya agreed to do what he was asked to do, she could not see any progress. She asks if he has failed in this regard. He explains that many things have come together in order for him to perform his task thoroughly. He has completed the necessary preparations and only requires that he give the information to the others of his group. This calms her because she wanted this matter to be completed before she departed for a long time. She will remain in telepathic contact with Maya while she is away. Maya rebuked for not beginning his lessons. During this contact, Maya was reminded that he had promised to give lectures about enlightenment, beginning that month. Samjace says that he has done nothing to organize these lessons. Maya agrees that he has failed at this and says that he needs help. She tells him that he must overcome all obstacles and accomplish this task because some matters have become urgent. If he cannot get help from his group members, then he must do whatever is necessary himself because enlightenment has the highest priority. It is no longer sufficient that he spreads his knowledge with only his group and other interested circles because the time has come for the broad public to become informed. Maya is told that this has become urgent. Even if he has prepared a lecture, it must now be changed to include certain other facts. The most important fact regards the ozone, which is rapidly becoming destroyed. He must also include this fact in a pamphlet and distribute it. This must be told to the newspapers, television, and in every possible way. In addition, the fact that the atomic menace has increased in huge measure again must also be included in his lecture. Maya responds by saying that others are offended by what he writes down on paper. They complain that it is all from his imagination and that it is too harsh. In addition, he is always being asked silly questions like, why the pledger and do not assist him financially. He states that sometimes he really wants to weep because he finds such things just too damned unreasonable. Several times he has thought about throwing it all away and taking up any daily work. Then, he will lose his financial sorrows and he will not have to be troubled with illogical questions. Samjace informs Maya that he is not coerced. Samjace tells him that the performance of his mission is his decision. If he wants to retreat, this would be bad for his fellow humans. He is free to decide without any coercion from them. But, he should consider that it is up to him alone whether mankind is provided with a great advantage and is able to walk a better way, or not. She knows that he feels like each human should fend for themselves, but she asks him to consider that only very few humans on Earth have similar abilities and the courage to face facts. As a human being, it is his duty to spread his knowledge and help his fellow human beings. She reminds him that he knew from the beginning that his mission would be difficult. When Maya tells her that it is easy for her to talk, she says that she can see he is angry over the lack of help provided and the illogical comments directed at him. But, there is no need for him to be angry when he recognizes that his fellow human beings are far behind him spiritually and they have much to learn. Human rage occurs when laws and other things exist and are broken. Ignorance should not incite rage in him as it offends against the laws. Maya is cautioned to calmly consider everything very thoroughly before coming to a negative decision. He should think about the fact that mankind is in need of his help and that he is able to help more than any other human. Maya is the first human chosen in 2000 years. For 2000 years, no one has been chosen for contact by a very high spiritual entity and has had important information transferred to him as is the case with him. He should consider how important he is to the Plejiran and to high spiritual beings such as Sfuth and Askit. He is the first prophet of current times and the most important person of his world, for he is the basic way preparer in these times. He is asked to endure very difficult preparations for truth, announces who will come after him. He should consider everything very thoroughly before coming to a decision that has only been raised in anger. Former prophets became enraged. They are very aware of the rage in the earth human beings, for they have always had problems with it in them. Many prophets were agitated with rage because of the lack of intelligence and reasonableness of their fellow beings. Often, they needed this rage in order to fulfill their mission. But, he should be reasonable because his fellow creatures are simply ignorant. In regards to the illogical questions about financial aid, it is suggested that Maya should respond with the fact that they have no similar goods or money as on Earth. They will never manipulate games of chance as they consider them to be excessive and evil endeavors. They will not be challenged by the talk and questions of Earth humans. They are here to fulfill their own voluntary obligation of helping in the development of humanity and do not take orders from Earth human beings. Humanity must trouble itself to contribute its share of the work by undertaking voluntary duties and bearing certain things by themselves. It is wrong for them to think that they can just take their goodwill and help without contributing anything as well. Earth humans must learn that their selfishness and limitless egotism is not called for and provides no justification. This contribution now includes the supply of all necessary capital and labor. Giving and taking must be joined together into a unit. When humans think that it is more blessed to take than to receive, then they will not free themselves from their evil egotism. Maya responds by saying that this was damned clear. Maya given permission for Askita TMS reports. Maya is told that he is now allowed to disclose the reports that he wrote in 1964 about his contacts with Askit. He says that they have been well preserved and that he has just been waiting for permission to reveal them. Maya asks Samjace if she knows Askit very well. She says that, after concluding the contacts with him in India in 1964, Askit communicated with the Plejiran High Council, which resulted in relations being established and rapid cooperation. Plejiran obtained higher technology. With the assistance of Askita TMS race from the Dull Universe, the Plejirans received highly advanced technical knowledge. This enabled them to construct great spacecraft known as Great Spacers, which they have had in use for the last 4 Earth years. Her race had mastered the ability of traveling great distances in their ships for more than 700 years. In earthly counting of time, Askit's race is 350 years ahead of the Plejiran in technical abilities. They assisted the Plejirans with very important concepts and acquisitions which enabled the construction of the Great Spacers. Maya says that he now understands the connection and asks Samjace to give Askit his best greetings when she sees her again. When Samjas responds affirmatively with a smile on her face, Maya realizes that she is keeping something a secret from him and accepts it. He asks what the diameter is of the Great Spacer and is told that it is exactly 17,182 meters. Samjas notices that he is surprised by this and tells him to recover soon because he will still see many other things. Maya says that it has already happened. Tuo explains to Maya about being a prophet. During this same contact, Maya meets Samjas's father, Tuo. At one point, when Tuo reminds Maya that he already knows the concepts of hyperspace, Maya calls himself silly, old, and stupid. Tuo tells him that he should not speak about himself in that manner because he has been astonished by Maya's extreme intelligence and logic abilities. Maya complains that Tuo, like his daughter, throw whole gardens of flowers at him. When Tuo says that he should not be so modest, Maya says that he does not understand why he is given all of the compliments and has been called a great prophet. He takes offense to such talk because he does not believe that it applies to him. He says that he only reports what others tell him and he is not a prophet. He has turned away from Arathasata because of such talk and he must deliberate if he will continue to write his reports. It is very strange for him to be considered as a great prophet, which he could never become. If he were to continue in this way, then others would inevitably accuse him of deceit, lies, and megalomania. Tuo says that it is very unfortunate that he has interrupted contact with Arathasata. They were aware of this, but were unable to determine why since he is able to block their reading of his thoughts. His motives are now accepted and understood as simply not wanting to be considered as special and believing himself to be a normal human being. Tuo says that they had made a mistake in not explaining to him about the position of a prophet. There is no fault with Arathasata since he was unable to ask questions of Maya and determine the problem. They will endeavor to remedy this mistake, but it will take some time to be corrected. In regards to Maya being a prophet, he must first acknowledge that his spiritual evolution is extraordinarily developed and very comprehensive. At the present time, he is the only person on earth with such phenomenal knowledge and wisdom. This is partly due to the fact that he received great assistance from Maskit and witnessed actual events in history by traveling into the past. On Earth, this is a uniquely special occurrence. He experienced time travels with Maskit 4 years before the Plejurans accomplished this feat with the assistance of the Dull race. As a result, Maya must become conscious and offer understanding about his special status. It is good that Maya is modest, but not too modest. Those who may accuse him of megalomania are ignorant, foolish, and primitive creatures. Although they have contacts with others on Earth, he is the only one with such knowledge and wisdom. He may reject the approval and respect of others, but must also acknowledge the stating of a fact. When Arathasata designates him as a prophet, he is not only justified in saying so, but respects Maya for being the presenter of very important spiritual and epoch, making messages from a very high spiritual level. Maya is called a prophet because his messages are of a prophetic kind. That designation is very justified because it does not identify him as being mighty over others. That impression is wrong and unfortunately, widely believed on earth. The heresy of considering a prophet as a powerful person was caused by fanatics, charlatans, deceivers, and religious leaders for the express purpose of tightening their own control on earth. Maya is told to not be affected by these heresies, which evoke wrong imaginations and impressions, and that he must correct this. Maya is told that a prophet of current times must operate differently than in the past and not simply walk ahead of others, speaking mighty words of truth. For the present and future, there are many technical means available. Earth humans have mastered their written languages, which increases the ability to spread prophetic messages. Maya thanks Tuo for the clear and extensive explanation. He understands and agrees completely. Samjas tells her father that whatever Maya says is what he truly believes. She says that he thinks fast and makes decisions quickly. When Tuo says that he is astonished by this, Maya asks him to say no more about it and quickly changes the subject. Ask It speaks with Maya about his failures. Later, during this contact, Maya meets Ask It once again. See section 6.4.4, Samjace tells him that he will be introduced to facts that are more than 470 years ahead of human development, but he is never allowed to share what he learns with anyone. Each form of life owns a certain span of life, which can be jumped over without much damage to evolution. Maya says that she must be mistaken. He believes that the ability to leap ahead by 15 or 20 years in evolution would be very good help, but he expresses concern that a leap of 470 years would be an offense to the laws of creation. Ask It says that his modesty must know some limits. What he has said is unjustified self-humiliation that evokes feelings in her that are not delightful. She tells him that his modesty has degenerated into forms of self-humiliation which he should attempt to subdue. Not only must he agree that he denies his own spiritual development, but he must finally recognize that too much unpretentiousness and modesty results in an evil degeneration that will always demand a tribute. If he does not act quickly to correct these mistakes, he will not become suitable for his mission. Ask It says that they know he has many needs on earth that are a result of his unpretentious and unselfish nature which can consume him. They know that he is being injured by his lack of basic needs. They are aware of the value of money on earth, which is needed for survival. Other earth humans expect wages for their work, but he works for free and even allows himself to be deceived. Each labor is worth its wages. Wages can consist of spiritual and material wealth. On earth, material wealth is highly valued and provides for a high standard of living. Because of this, each amount of work must be rewarded in equal measure by material and spiritual values. Maya is told that he must be able to nourish and provide for his family by this mission. By performing his mission, he is working just as others do. But, his work is greater and his the most worth. His labor deserves wages more than anyone else. He maintains contact with Samjace, writes down reports that are transmitted to him from her, Samjace and Aratathasata, and provides them to humanity as an offering of truth, knowledge, wisdom, and love. He works very many hours every day until near exhaustion without considering how to maintain himself and his family. His modesty and unselfishness were important traits that were needed for him to diffuse the transmitted knowledge and wisdom correctly without profit to his fellow human beings. He also has the necessary and sincere love of all forms of life, even though he wants to cover it with harsh words. Ask It says that too much modesty and unselfishness is his very dangerous enemy. He is not obligated to perform more labor just because he is the chosen one. Others may be initiated to assist with the reports. Each member of his group must trouble themselves to be helpful in order for their mission to be successful. It is impossible for him to fulfill his mission and work at another job in order to ensure his livelihood. Because of this, it is wrong for him to provide his services free of charge. He must assign a value to the reports and sell them for a profit. Only in this way will he be able to endure and also have a just reward for his mission. Maya is told to work keenly to remove excessive modesty and unpretentiousness. They know that he has accommodated all financial concerns himself, which is worthy of much praise. But, if this is not his interest, then he should entrust the financial and materialistic concerns to a close friend to maintain for him. If Maya ignores this advice, then he will need to bring his mission to a halt, as occurred in India, within only a few months. That would be very detrimental to humanity as time is critical and world events demand the distribution of the truth. Maya is told to deliberate these words and behave accordingly. Ask It asks if the work by him and his group leads to an objective. She reminds Maya that many months have passed since his first contact with Samjace. This was useless time, during which, nothing of importance has been accomplished. A long time has passed for him and his group to prepare and appear before Earth's human beings. He cannot accomplish his mission with hollow discussions and disputes, for these bear no fruit. Their opinion that they should begin small is plain senseless and fruitless because it will never bring success. The time has come for them to seize the initiative and appear in public. This is important along with the help of many further groups and communities. This publicity cannot be accomplished only by spoken words and letters to incite the meaning of their mission.